Turn with me to 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 4. For if he that cometh preacheth another Jesus, whom we have not preached, or if ye receive another Spirit, which ye have not received, or another gospel, which ye have not accepted, ye might well bear with him. Skip down, please, to verse 13. For such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ. And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works. I'm preaching today on the subject, satanic counterfeits. Satanic counterfeits. Satan is an angel of darkness. I don't think anybody would argue with that. But in these verses I just read, it says that he transforms himself into an angel of light. When you begin to understand that the devil is a master counterfeiter, then the rest of the Bible really is not hard to understand. Satan is a con man. He is a fraud. He is a pretender, a hypocrite, a counterfeiter. He's very skillful at it. He's been doing it a long time. In fact, if you want to do a good study, just study the word deceived. All throughout the Bible. Notice how many people were deceived. How many people were lied to and they didn't know it. How many people believed something that wasn't so. Notice who was deceived, who did the deceiving. All the details. And you'll find the Bible filled with deception. Folks, the devil's got a lot more sense than to tell you there's no God. He knows that you know there's a God. Everybody knows there's a God. Your conscience told you that. He's got more sense than to tell you just burn down the church and kill all the Christians. Some people are doing that, but you see, the devil doesn't come in a black or a red suit either with a pitchfork. No. No, he uses religion. He uses religion as his stock in trade. He deceives people by giving them part of the truth, like the alcohol proponents are doing. They're giving part of the truth without giving the whole story. So I want to expose some of the satanic counterfeits that are very prevalent in our world this morning. First of all, there's counterfeit ministers. Not every man, and no women, but not every man that says he's called of God to preach really is. Some are mama called, or money called, or as one said that pastored uptown there not so many years ago, he said, I just decided one day I'd rather be a preacher than a doctor. I wish you'd have been a doctor. Not all are preaching the truth. Like Rob Bell, you've heard me mention him, but he's one of the most 100 influential men in the world. He's a heretic. He says, we won't be made perfect instantly. Well, that's a lie. Sure we will. He says forever and eternal don't mean the same thing. Well, that's a lie. Sure they do. He says Jesus did not use hell to compel lost people to believe in God so they wouldn't go to hell. Well, that's another lie. What a waste of paper. They cut down a tree for that. And he's just one of untold thousands of counterfeit ministers telling people, you're okay. There's no hell, he says. Counterfeits. Paul called them false apostles in verse 13. He called them the devil's ministers in verse 15. He speaks of Satan in verse 14 and then says, it is no great thing if he is Satan's ministers. You mean the devil has preachers? Yeah, most of them. By far, most of them. Sure, the devil has preachers. The devil has a church with doctrines. Synagogue of Satan, Revelation 2:9. Church of Satan. Not just Anton LaVey and the Satanic Bible and those idiots, but all those who do not believe the Word of God. They belong to the church of Satan with the ministers of Satan, believing the doctrines of devils. 1 Timothy 4, verse 1. You see, Jesus has a church with His preachers and His doctrines, and the devil is a counterfeiter, and Satan has his counterfeit church with his counterfeit preachers and his counterfeit doctrines. You better beware, because the devil's good at what he does. Counterfeit always looks real. Counterfeit art looks like the real art. It takes a specialist to know. Counterfeit money looks like the real money. Same color, same picture. It takes a specialist to know. The average person doesn't know the difference. That's why we're so easily fooled and deluded, and why counterfeits are passed off so very quickly. I remember years ago in Northern Ireland, the bank gave me counterfeit money one day, a big problem over there, and I tried to spend it, and the lady said, that's counterfeit. I said, I just came from the bank. I got it at the bank. Sometimes the bank doesn't even know it. Folks, the devil is a skillful deceiver, and he would love for you to think you're all right when you're really not. He would love for you to think you belong to the Lord's church when you really belong to His church. Counterfeit ministers preaching a counterfeit message. Verse 4 says another gospel. Do you see that phrase in your Bible? Another. The word there means of a different kind. An imitation. Hey, maybe a feel-good, self-esteem message. So popular today. You'd hear anything today if you turned on religious television or radio. If you asked 10 different preachers what their message is, you'd probably get 10 different answers. Some would say, well, don't worry about it, there's no hell. Others would say, well, you know, you're going to be annihilated. And others would say, well, everybody's going. Or you might hear any number of things from these false apostles, these counterfeit ministers, and they're imitating their imitation of a message. The gospel's not being proclaimed in most places, and so sinners are not getting saved. Did you know in our day that the preacher's message is more likely to be about reincarnation than it is about regeneration? You are more likely to hear about yoga in the average church than you are, you must be born again. And I repeat this because the East is seducing the West. Yoga is inviting Satan into your body. So be careful! Yoga is a part of Hinduism. It is opening up to the Kundalini spirit. Everybody in India knows that. It is satanic! Be careful! The devil don't play fair. The devil's not playing fair. Yoga has nothing to do with exercise. In India, where it came from, it gets your body ready to die. Yoga is doing the last things you do in Hinduism before you die and come back as a holy cow. Study it yourself. Multitudes are deceived. Multitudes deceived. They're not being embarrassed, they're being deceived. And it's a whole lot better to be embarrassed, because when you're embarrassed, At least you know you're being embarrassed. But when you're deceived, you don't know it. When you're offended, you know you've been offended. But when you're deceived, you don't know it. You don't know it. Counterfeit message. 3, counterfeit methods. You know, churches used to rely on preaching and praying and the Holy Ghost and faith to get people saved. But that's not the means and methods that we find in most churches today. In fact, Christianity Today, the world's leading religious periodical, says, don't tell people to come down the aisle and repent anymore. Get rid of the altar, move the pulpit, and tell people just to start a love relationship with Jesus. That's a counterfeit method. Anything goes. Our churches today, they have national conferences on how to teach church staff, how to introduce mantras into the church now, kind of get people settled down and get their, you know what, we don't even know what meditation is anymore. We think meditation is just blanking out your mind. Folks, Bible meditation is filling your mind with Bible truth. It's filling your mind, not emptying your mind. A day of mantras, prayer ropes. We have even lived to see the day for the first time in the history of the world when the Catholic celebration of Lent has come into Bible-believing churches. And people even talk about giving up something for Lent. My soul, that's as heathen as you can get. That's what follows the Mardi Gras. The Mardi Gras is the Catholics' last time getting to get as wicked as they can get, because when that's over, they have to be good for 40 days. That's what Mardi Gras is. See how wicked you can be. Because, my soul, we're going to have to be good for 40 days. And give up something. I tell you, people are easily deceived, aren't they? Easily deceived. But I still believe in preaching and praying and praising the Lord. And the old paths. And look at the music in our churches today. The music in the average church today qualifies as what Solomon called the Song of Fools, Ecclesiastes 7. Because it's written by fools and listened to by fools. It's worldly. It's carnal. Folks, it's unscriptural. The music. So turn on 106.9 and listen to the light for a few moments and realize that, my friend, is counterfeit music. That is contemporary Christian music, so-called. The music is rock. You can listen to it for a whole hour till you realize they're talking about Jesus. You say, I don't mind that. Well, I do. I do, because it's not a psalm, a hymn, or a spiritual song. And that's what the Bible requires. And you let that world of the music come in and the Spirit of God goes out, and the Lord's not going to bless. I remember this Baptist evangelist years ago was going around in the churches playing rock music in the churches. And then he dared to have an altar call and he wondered why nobody came forward and got saved. Well, it's obvious. He filled the place with demons. How in the world can God work in an atmosphere like that? Our churches are full of demons. You know what? When you play rock music, you invite in demons. I don't even know where to start there. Folks, just study Africa, for example. Do you know how witch doctors conjure up demons? They play rock music. And what's happened, ask any missionary, don't believe me. Study it yourself. If you want demons on the scene, play rock music, they'll be there. Can anybody say, give me a witness on that? Rock music conjures up demons. Every witch doctor knows that. Every missionary knows that. And that's why churches are full of demons, because they're playing rock music. And I'll go on record as saying any church that's playing rock music is full of hell and full of demons. That's right. The devil's a counterfeiter. The reason some of you are so defeated this morning is rock music in your life. Woo! Hallelujah! Preach on, Brother Allen. Tell it like it is. You heard me right. And I'd repeat it, but I don't have time. Number four, we're living in the day of counterfeit miracles. Signs and wonders, Jesus called it in Matthew 24:24. This charismatic movement today is a gold-plated fraud. All these guys, Dollar and Benny Hinn and all of those guys, Rodney Hyatt Brown, the charismatic movement, they are doing counterfeit miracles, pseudo-miracles. Ask Benny Hinn to show one true healing out of all of his years and thousands of people he claimed them to have healed. They just wanted one. He couldn't even produce one. Some people come in there with a headache and they leave without it. Sure. And maybe somebody does get healed. Satan can heal. If he can put it on you, he can take it off of you. The magicians of Pharaoh could do some of Moses' miracles. The devil can do miracles. But a lot of this stuff, of course, is phony. Paul speaks of another spirit in verse 4. So there's the Holy Spirit, then there's another spirit. And this spirit in a lot of these charismatic meetings today is not the Holy Spirit, because those people are doing weird things. They're doing things against God's Word. They're hooting like owls, barking like dogs, levitating, hissing like snakes. Folks, can I help you here? If it doesn't line up with God's Word, it ain't the Holy Ghost. If they're speaking in tongues, it's not the Holy Ghost. Tongues in the Bible is a known foreign language. Done three times and passed away in Acts chapter 20. You need to know that. You need to know that. We're living in a day of satanic miracles and manifestations. All over this world, there's demons that appear and claim to be Mary, our Lord's mother, especially in Muslim countries. It's been happening for centuries. Fatima, Medjugorje, Lourdes, folks, it's happening. It's satanic. Demons appearing, claiming to be Michael the Archangel, claiming to be Joseph, our Lord's foster father, masquerading. Demons masquerading in these counterfeit manifestations. Beware, it's happening. And you know what every one of these manifestations say? You know what Mary says when she appears in Saudi Arabia? She says the whole world needs to come back to the Roman Catholic Church. And until the world does, there will be no peace. And that's what those demons have been saying for 500 years. Satanic manifestations and miracles. It's happening in the state of Georgia. Study it for yourself. Number five, counterfeit manuscripts. There's a real Bible, and there's a bunch of counterfeits. Don't you know anything that's real? The devil's going to counterfeit it. There's a counterfeit salvation, counterfeit church, counterfeit doctrines, preachers, means, methods, music, miracles, manuscripts. There's the real thing, and folks, you don't counterfeit something unless the real thing is valuable. They don't counterfeit gravel, but they do counterfeit diamonds. And because the Word of God is valuable, there are many counterfeits based on heretical Greek text. Almost nobody uses the King James Bible anymore. Nobody defends it but the Baptists, and half of them don't. No, 75% of them don't. Get you a new Bible and it'll leave out the blood, the deity of Christ, hell. I heard yesterday these new Bibles don't even have the word grace in them. They don't even have the word grace, because that offends people. We must be sinners if we need grace.
we must be guilty.
If I had the received text in front of me and the heretical Westcott Hort text, there'd be 2,900 differences. 2,900 Greek words left out. I don't want no Bible that's based on a Greek manuscript that left out 2,900 words. Amen. Jesus said we need every word, and I want every word. And that's why it's important. It's not somebody's opinion. I mean, folks, study it for yourself. Don't believe a thing I'm saying today. Study it for yourself. Jesus is the morning star, but the NIV says the devil is. These new versions take out the Trinity in 1 John 5, take out faith before baptism in Acts chapter 8, say he instead of God in 1 Timothy 3. Folks, even as little Greek as I know, theos means God, and Jesus was more than a man. He was God. And the Bible says God was manifest in the flesh and not just he. They can't even leave John 3:16 alone. They have to say that one and only Son. That's not right. Jesus is not God's one and only Son. I'm God's Son. But Jesus is the only begotten Son of God, eternally proceeding from the Father. So get you a King James Bible and don't you ever apologize for it. And get you well informed and help people out, because if it's not based on the received text, it is a satanic counterfeit. And people are deceived and they don't even know it. Number six, the ecumenical movement is a satanic counterfeit. The ecumenical movement was born in the 50s. The same decade the Treaty of Rome was signed, the beginning of the end. Folks, all religions are uniting. Do you know that? Under the Pope's leadership. All religions, even the ones that pray to the Indians and the Dalai Lama and all of them, all stripes. All in the name of tolerance. They say, I tell you what, we'll get together and maybe 1,000 blind men of us can see further than one blind man. But I tell you that 1,000 blind men can't see any further than one blind man. And they throw doctrine out the window and call it love, and it's compromise and it's hash. Now Vance Havner said, I don't eat hash at home because I know what's in it. And I don't eat it away from home because I don't know what's in it. And the Bible says they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship. Folks, the only reason we can get along today is we believe the same. That's why when that Seventh-day Adventist left my home a few days ago, I couldn't say God bless you to him. I said to him what I say to every cultist, go find out what grace means and come back and tell me when you get saved. The Bible says you can't bid Godspeed to those who deny who Jesus is. Not everybody is saved. Not everybody's your brother and your sister. You better ask them for their testimony. And most people are in error. Most people are deceived. The stage is being set. Everything I've mentioned, all these counterfeits, counterfeit preachers preaching a counterfeit message, using counterfeit means and methods in music, using counterfeit manuscripts and miracles, counterfeit movements are paving the way for the greatest delusion of them all, counterfeit Messiah. There's coming a man on the scene. It could be tomorrow. He's going to take the reins of government first out of Europe and then the world. And then in the second half of the tribulation period, he's going to claim that he's God. 2 Thessalonians 2. He's going to be able to perform some miracles and make the image of the beast talk in the Holy of Holies in the rebuilt Jerusalem temple. Revelation 13. Folks, this world is primed and pumped for the greatest counterfeit of them all. Satan is going to claim. Are you hearing me? I'm almost done. Satan in the flesh, the son of perdition, that wicked, the beast, is going to claim to be God. Is that not what he always wanted? Is that not what he always wanted? To be worshipped. To be equal with God. To be even above God. And the whole world by the billions is going to be deceived and duped and deluded. And if you don't worship him, you will be killed. Revelation 6. He's coming, the Antichrist, on the white horse, Revelation 6, carrying a bow with no arrows. Jesus is coming on a white horse in chapter 19. You're going to have to choose, ultimately, between the real Christ and the counterfeit Christ. The white horse rider of chapter 6 or the white horse rider of chapter 19. You're going to have to choose, my friend, between the great supper in heaven, the marriage supper of the Lamb in Revelation 19, or the other supper when Armageddon is done and millions are dead and God says to the vultures, come to the supper of Almighty God and consume these millions dead in the valley of Armageddon. You're going to have to decide which supper you're going to. You have to decide. You can't be neutral. Billions will be deceived. Do you know that the spirit of Antichrist has never been stronger in this world than it is right now? Did you know the 20th century is the most hostile, most persecution of Christians since way back in the Middle Ages? Folks, the hate bill law was passed years ago, 5 years ago. I remember doing a report on it. It is soon going to be against the law to be a Christian. It's going to be against the law. The spirit of the Antichrist has never been stronger and the world's never been more ready. And the pieces of the puzzle, they're all falling together. Ask the Muslim world. There's a billion of them. They're expecting the world leader. They call him the Imam, the 12th Imam. Even the Muslims know the climate is right for a world leader. Folks, we've just about given up on our politicians. This nation's never been closer to surrendering our sovereignty than we are this morning. We are disgusted with our leaders, as we hadn't been in a long time. The world is ready to say, give us one man. One man. Give us a man that can bring peace to the Middle East. Daniel 9:27, sign a peace treaty between Israel and the surrounding nations. Give us a man. Give us a man who knows what he's doing, who can feed the hungry. The world will follow him by the millions. Give us a man who can explain what happened to all the Christians. Where did they go? He'll say, we've taken another step in evolution. We just got rid of the bad people. We got rid of the bad people. That's what the channelers are telling right now to all the New Agers all over the world, that all the bad people are getting ready to be removed. See, the world's ready for the rapture, but we're not. When it happens, the New Agers are going to say, I knew that, folks. The channelers have been getting that message from the demons and telling the New Agers that for 25 years. The stage is set. Let me warn you, not only as I close, of another spirit and another gospel, but another Jesus. Verse 4, did you know that everybody that says Jesus is not talking about your Jesus? Do you know when the country music singers sing about a buddy Jesus, that's the wrong one? You know, when they talk about, when the liberal theologians talk about that socialist Jesus, that Jesus that starts wars and Jesus with a machine gun in his hand, do you know that's the wrong Jesus? You know that esoteric Jesus of the New Age movement, that's another Jesus, wrong one. You know that Jesus in the Catholic Church that's so mad and his mother has to calm him down? That's the wrong one. Every Catholic believes that Jesus is mad and that his mother has to calm him down. You know that hippie Jesus of Hollywood? Wrong one. Not him. Counterfeit. Not him. So can I ask you, in this world full, especially this religious world that is jam-packed full of counterfeits, have you got through it all? And one question, do you know the real Jesus? We better do what Isaiah 8 verse 20 says. We better judge everything by the Bible. It better line up with the Bible. If it doesn't, it has no room in your heart. Counterfeits. Angel of light. Church of Satan. I remember a man who thought he had a piece of gold. Cherished that little piece of gold. It looked real. It felt real. How disappointed he was when he found out one day, like millions have, it was just fool's gold. It wasn't real. He believed it was real for 20 years. But did that make it real? No, it didn't. I'll tell you how they know real diamonds. They have several tests. And this was the old-fashioned way. But real diamonds will sparkle underwater. Yeah. Underwater. And the fake ones won't. I'll tell you how you know a real Christian. He'll keep shining underwater. When times is rough, when everything ain't just rosy, when it ain't going his way, he'll just keep a shining. If all the religions you've got is what you got right now and you leave it in your pew, you ain't got nothing. Do you hear me? Somebody, somewhere, sold you a counterfeit. I could come to some of you and tap you on the head and tell you who you are. Because you don't even have joy at church, let alone anywhere else. You just need, for your eternity's sake, you need to ask yourself if you know the real Jesus. Is that not fair for your own good? Is your religion just shine at church? Or does it shine all the time? Stand with me, please.